And we do want to lift up our joys and our concerns and our praises. And, we mentioned last week and how much Judy and I appreciate this little church and your support, both financially and spiritually, in your prayers. Just to give you an update, she's been in Gainesville for 10 days, I guess it was, and getting ready for the stem cell transplant. There's a whole bunch of things that they do. This past week, they took her stem cells out of her own body, her own stem cells. They collected 3.2 million stem cells, which they'll freeze. And then next week, the 10th, we go back down. First day is just getting her ready, but she'll be in the hospital for 3 weeks. And they'll prepare her body for the receiving of these stem cells that they took out, her own stem cells. And I think this is pretty cool. She's going to end up with a brand new DNA. Isn't that something? Yeah, because her immune system is going to be built back again with her own stem cells. And she'll get a new DNA, which is good because it's our DNA that keeps us healthy and keeps us from disease and all that. So she's going to be like a brand new baby. I think that's pretty neat. But anyhow, so keep us in prayer. Like I say, it'll be 3 weeks, and then after she's done with the hospital, she's got to stay in Gainesville, some at least an hour away from the hospital in case something goes wrong and they need some medical. So she's got a whole month's worth of challenges and so forth, but the medical technology and the people are just incredible. But keep her in prayer. I told her, I said, you're a tough old bird. I mean, because when we came home, the first thing she wanted to do was, oh, I got so many things to do. I got to do this, and I got to do a load of laundry. And I had a hard time just saying, no, you got to, you know, if you want to do that, that's fine, but then rest. But anyhow, and she's back to Boston, so I know she's better.